AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A reporter with the Wall Street Journal has been arrested on espionage charges in Russia. CBS's Kimmy McCormick has details.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says the U.S. is seeking access to Evan Gershkovich.
Our embassy in Moscow has engaged the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and they are seeking consular access to Evan.
Although Kirby said it's unclear if his detention is a retaliatory measure by the Kremlin, all Americans should be warned.
U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart right away.
Russian authorities accused the journalist of spying. He could face 20 years in a Russian prison.
Meantime, the White House says there is new evidence that shows Russia's looking to North Korea for more weapons in its war with Ukraine. The deal would provide much-needed food and other commodities to Pyongyang. Tragedy near an Army base in Kentucky.
Two helicopters came over pretty low, and all of a sudden, as soon as they got over the house, something popped, loud bang.
The military confirms 9 soldiers died in a Black Hawk helicopter training mission last night. Brigadier General John Lubis.
This is a truly tragic loss for our families, our division, and Fort Campbell. And our number one priority is caring for the families and the soldiers within our Combat Aviation Brigade.
Investigators are still looking into how it happened. In Minnesota, officials are keeping a close eye on a train derailment in Raymond that spilled ethanol and corn syrup. It burned for hours overnight, forcing evacuations. Governor Tim Walz.
Hopefully we'll get you back in your homes here in a little bit of time. Hopefully over the next day or so, get this thing cleaned up, get business back to going. And I think there's always lessons learned here. There'll be time to figure out what caused this to be proactive.
The Vatican says Pope Francis's health is improving after he was hospitalized with a respiratory infection. He's resumed working while treatment continues, but Palm Sunday services are still in limbo. Baseball fans are celebrating opening day today with some new rule changes. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The changes include greatly limiting infield shifts. No longer will all infielders be able to move to one side. Then there is the pitching clock. Pitchers will now have 15 to 20 seconds to throw the ball, depending on whether there's a base runner.
It shortened up spring training games by about 26 minutes. New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge is already off to what could be another record-breaking season.
Pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field in deep. Back goes Yastrzemski on the track, at the wall. She is gone.
That call on WFAN, Judge scored 62 homers last season, the most in American League history. That run also gave the Yankees a 1-0 lead over the Giants today. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's prisons have over 1,000 open spots for corrections officers and sergeant positions. In his budget, Governor Evers wants to raise starting base pay for corrections officers from around $20 to $33 an hour. Right now, prison security employees get a temporary $4 per hour bonus on top of their base pay. Part of the proposed salary increase will come from making that hourly bonus permanent. It's unclear, though, if that will happen, as the GOP-led legislature says they'll rewrite the budget entirely over the next few months. Free community COVID-19 testing ends April 15th. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announcing the program is winding down. Nearly 3 million tests have been administered since 2021. You can still get tested at a pharmacy after April 15th, but you're going to have to pay for it. I'm Jane Mantner. This is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Harvey High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with a long neck.
Dinosaur, long neck, yeah.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six pack.
The six pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get school with Family Feud.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW 18.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke, Luke's crazy.
Could you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're in company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke, Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Here, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and so many other great stations across the Civic Media Network. Locally grown radio up in Wisconsin Rapids, Lake Eyre, and Amory. If you want to see the complete lineup of stations, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. We got Evan on the board. E, how we doing on this Thursday afternoon?
Oh, buddy. You know what? It's opening day today.
It is opening day. Happy opening day to everybody out there. All 30 baseball teams, MLB teams playing today. And the big guy, hopefully he's enjoying it because his Cubbies taking on the Brewers, hosting the Brewers on this opening day down in Chicago. So I'm sure he is glued to the television screen right now, but I'm hoping that he's sad with the outcome of today's game.
Cubs win! Cubs win!
You don't do it quite as well as he does.
Like, oh my goodness gracious, his Harry Carey impression. It's it not even tremendous. An impression. He channels the man. It's incredible.
Yeah, he does an excellent job. And so shout out to the big guy. Hope he's enjoying his day, but hopefully I'm enjoying it more by the time the game is in the record books for today. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. If you got an opening day story, I want to hear them. We got the Brewers home opener coming up on Monday, and you can listen to the Brewers across several Civic Media stations here in our network. We're really excited for when the New York Mets come to town for the Brewers home opener come Monday, but this weekend we got a series against the Cubbies. If you've got an opening day story you want to share, those are the tangents we're taking today. 844-967-2789. We wish the crew well in this 2023 season that is now underway. But I've got another question as well. The dueling tangent to the opening day stories is, what is the cost of owning the libs? It's something very top priority for a lot of Republican lawmakers, and seems to be the guiding North Star in many regards. Well, we don't really have anything that we want to advance ourselves. We just want to own the libs. And my question is, at what cost? What comes from, quote-unquote, owning the libs? And a very interesting story over at the New York Times talking about looking at the specific states, all with Republican-led legislatures, the 10 remaining states that have yet to expand Medicaid in their state. Wisconsin being one of those 10. Wisconsin being in that bottom 20% of expanding Medicaid to further ensure the most vulnerable populations in the state. That's who qualifies for Medicaid. And expanding it slightly out just to include more people through the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, but expanding it to be able to cover more Wisconsinites, more Americans. And here in Wisconsin, we are one of the last states to do it. We are one of the final 10 to expand it after last week, North Carolina, Republicans in their state legislature advanced a bill to expand Medicaid finally in their state 13 years after the signing of the Affordable Care Act. Here in Wisconsin, we have yet to take the measure. We are an outlier. We are an island. Most states of those 10 that have yet to expand Medicaid, down in the South, Texas, Florida, other southern states, very, very conservative states. But those are the states that have yet to expand the program. Many Republicans citing that, they don't want to further the tax burden. But this is money already there. This is federal tax dollars that, yes, states do have to put up 10% of the program. But the federal government covers the other 90% of this expansion. And to help further along these states, get them across the finish line of expanding these programs, there are billions of dollars of additional incentives for these state governments. Wisconsin could have close to $1 billion of federal incentives to expand Badger Care, the Medicaid program here in Wisconsin, along with the 90% of the share that is paid by the federal government for the expansion. It's almost it's a no-brainer. It should be very easy to do. But these 10 states with Republican-led legislatures have refused to do so. And my question is, what is the cost? What do you think the cost is of owning the libs? 844-967-2789. Because this piece over in the New York Times outlines the cost for one of the states, one of the 10 remaining states that have not expanded Medicaid in their state. And it takes a look at Mississippi, one of the poorest states, if not the poorest state in the union. And what expanding Medicaid could mean for a state like Mississippi, and what is costing the state of Mississippi to not have expanded Medicaid over these last 13 years. Because we can now see in numbers what the state has missed out on over the more than the past decade by owning the libs and not expanding Medicaid.
And I never even saw the refusal to expand these services as part of owning the libs. I never really did. It goes back a little farther, I think. But you're right. It's part and parcel. It's all part of the same cake.
Yeah. Robin Voss and the Walker administration was very clear that they didn't want to work with the Obama administration. Whether it was expanding Badger Care, whether it was accepting federal dollars to update and modernize the Department of Workforce Development that Republicans decried that was having a backlog that had never been seen before because the amount of unemployment insurance claims that came during the COVID-19 pandemic. That system could have been updated during the Walker administration. Walker's deputy or somebody high up at the Department of Workforce Development brought forth the ability to do that in the Walker-Clayfish administration, and they said, no, thank you. We don't want to work with the federal government that is run by the Obama administration. We're not interested in that. And so, yes, it is absolutely a ramification of, quote-unquote, owning the libs that the right likes to do so much. Because they can't tell you what their Republican solution is to getting more health care and health insurance coverage to the people that need it the most. They don't have an argument for the other side of what the Affordable Care Act does to expand Medicaid and cover more people and save lives. They don't have an alternative. They just say, no, we're not interested in that. And the only 10 holdouts, North Carolina, a purple state, gerrymandered to some degree over the last decade, which is why it was the 11th last state to expand Medicaid. But here in Wisconsin, we are a purple state. We are a 50-50 state. We are the epicenter of national politics. And because we have a Republican-led legislature that has been gerrymandered to some of the most extremes in the entire nation, we are among those 10 remaining states holding out to expand Medicaid and deliver for our citizens, to deliver for Wisconsinites that need help, that need the coverage. Because it's not just that they have the health insurance coverage then, and that they can actually go to the hospital in cases of emergencies. It's a whole lot more than that. And this piece over at the New York Times, with the headline, "We're Going Away. A State's Choice to Forgo Medicaid Funds is Killing Hospitals." Mississippi is one of 10 states, all with Republican-led legislatures, that continue to reject federal funds to expand health insurance for the poor, intensifying financial pressure on hospitals. This is one of the ramifications of owning the libs. Rural hospitals, hospitals in general, going away. Because this piece outlines it. You want to know what the cost of owning the libs is, E? Roughly 75%. 75% of hospitals that have closed since the passing of the Affordable Care Act have come in states that had yet to expand Medicaid in their state.
And I imagine we'll get some calls today about people that have had recent experiences with the emergency healthcare system. It's rough. It is rough.
Yes. And the piece outlines specifically, it's not just the ramification of not expanding Medicaid on emergency health facilities, because that is the final line that these hospitals go down to. They get rid of all other services, but they keep their emergency departments. And so there is still a thread of emergency care. But all of the other care that is being shut down when these hospitals close, especially in rural areas, is all of the preventative care. The care that catches cancer at the early stage where it makes it still treatable. The care that is preventative that picks up on prediabetes. All of the different things in Mississippi and in Wisconsin and these 10 other states that have yet to expand Medicaid to deliver for the poorest Americans in need of assistance. The Republican answer is, well, I'm so sorry. We're owning the libs. We can't help you with that. We don't have a policy proposal to actually address those concerns, but we're owning the libs.
And there's no real upshot for them. That's the thing. Not real, a tangible upshot, a reason to drive.
They can cut their taxes. By not accepting the money to expand Medicaid, there's more money in the federal coffers that Republicans will hope that they can cut taxes on.
But I think we both agree that the real impetus isn't those tax savings, right?
No, yeah. I do not believe that is actually a problem. But I will tell you that is what their end goal is. The more programs they cut, the more taxes they can cut. But they've also shown that they're fine raking up deficits by cutting taxes and not actually cutting the programs, because individuals like Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, even though Republicans want to do away with them. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I want to hear your thoughts on what you think the cost of owning the libs is. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll also take those opening day stories, because the Brewers taking on the Cubbies down in Chicago today as well. So, some reason to celebrate, but going to get some more Wisconsin headlines when we get back.
Hey, we got a big Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring, and whoever wins will have a huge say over your freedom to vote, your freedom to make healthcare decisions, your freedom to have fair representation. So please listen to the advice from Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez of our Milwaukee Bucks, and make sure you vote in the general election on April 4th.
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, WisDC.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to ALZ.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 45. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 38. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High of 63. Overcast. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
DX.
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, download the Civic Media app. Wherever apps are downloaded, just type in Civic Media. It's free, easy to download. You can jump from station to station. Take us with you on the go. If you want to share a tangent with us on this Thursday afternoon, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Taking tangents on opening day stories. We got the Brewers taking on the Cubbies down in Chicago. And my question for the you out there is what is the cost of owning the Lips? Because this case detailing the dollar amounts, the amount of hospital closures that are happening around the country, and what it means for specifically Mississippi in this New York Times piece, but also in the other nine states that have yet to expand Medicaid after the passing of the Affordable Care Act more than 13 years ago. What is the cost of owning the Lips? Because to me, that's one of the biggest holdouts for why these Republican states are not expanding Medicaid. It's one of the reasons why here in Wisconsin, we haven't legalized medicinal or recreational marijuana. It's one of the reasons why I think Robin Voss and other leaders in the Republican-led legislature get up in the morning. It's quote-unquote owning the Lips. Not actually to deliver good government for Wisconsin, but to own the Lips. And so we've seen over the last 13 years, since the ACA was passed, 75% of hospitals that have closed in states that had not expanded Medicaid. That's the cost.
I mean, it's basically government subsidized in a way. We're already partway there, you know? We really are. Well, we were.
Well, I mean, and I don't quite get what you mean, E, by the government subsidized.
Programs like Medicaid and Medicare.
Yeah, those are absolutely government programs that help ensure
and help pay hospitals. That's sort of what I mean. That they
gotcha. That yeah, the healthcare yeah. system as a whole is yes, because even in this reporting over at the New York Times, there are individuals that are responsible for the administration of these hospitals and in rural areas in Mississippi and in Mississippi as a whole. But also, again, very reflective to our situation here in Wisconsin, that had the state expanded Medicaid, expanded that program, it would have been a game changer for those rural hospitals. And so, yes, the system is definitely being gutted in many regards without the assistance from these federal programs. Because when they say, oh, well, there's no money there, we gotta close up shop, it's because these individuals don't have the coverage that they would need to be able to go and do those preventive procedures the screenings, the regular checkups.
While the people making these calls have amazing health care.
And rural America, 1 in 12 jobs are hospital-related jobs. Those hospital closures, 75% of hospital closures happening in states that have yet to expand Medicaid, those are rural jobs disappearing when those hospitals close. Here in Wisconsin, we are going to be 130,000 jobs shy of what our state will require by the end of this decade. If you're telling me that expanding a program like Badger Care could help preserve jobs and create more jobs potentially between now and 2030, I feel like that's addressing that huge workforce shortage problem the state is facing.
And even aside from that, I've seen the effects of Badger Care on young people. This isn't just seniors. I mean, I've seen people out of high school, rough family situations, just rough patch, you could say, where Badger Care sort of filled the gap and kept them alive. I mean, it's,
Yeah, because it is a lifeline to so many Wisconsinites and so many Americans. But these 10 Republican-led states have refused to expand it. I want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can be like Jill in New Berlin. Jill, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Well, I just wanted to agree with you both on the effects that it's having on hospitals. I know St. Francis on the south side of Milwaukee has dropped services, I believe, OBGYN services. But also to agree with you that this is like a nationwide GOP assault on progressives because, and I apologize if you've mentioned it before in the show, but a judge in Texas today just overturned or declared that the aspects of Obamacare that deal with preventative care are unconstitutional. So this is going to end up in the Supreme Court again. And we all know how they're inclined to rule these days. And the other thing is that, I don't know if people are aware that April 1st in Wisconsin, 30,000 more people are going to lose Badger Care because they were covered by emergency funds due to, you know, the COVID situation, so federal emergency funds. So as of April 1st, 30,000 more people will be off Badger Care in Wisconsin. So those are my comments.
Appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Jill. And that is an excellent point to note as well, that the emergency declaration that was in place throughout the COVID-19 pandemic that was announced at the start of COVID-19 back in 2020, that is expiring. It is no longer been renewed. And so, yes, there are a lot of provisions specifically with the healthcare system that will also, Wisconsinites will lose coverage for those declarations going away. And there's something that we could do as a state to help some of those individuals that are subject to losing coverage come April 1st, and just individuals that are on the cusp of just outside of the Medicare acceptance level to be able to expand that program, cover close to 90,000 Wisconsinites, I believe, would receive additional Badger Care coverage if the state expanded the program. Appreciate the phone call, Jill. It's an excellent point. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to continue the conversation when we get back.
Honestly, they don't want to do what's right for our country.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. An American Wall Street Journal reporter has been arrested and accused of spying in Russia. CBS's Charlie Daggett has details.
He is the first American reporter to be arrested on espionage charges in Russia since 1986. It carries a sentence of 20 years in prison.
The Army says a Black Hawk helicopter went down in Kentucky during a training mission last night, killing 9 soldiers. Brigadier General John Lubis.
2 of our Black Hawk helicopters were involved in a crash during a planned training flight in Katy's, Kentucky, that resulted in the death of all 9 service members aboard the aircraft.
New York Yankees star Aaron Judge knocked out his first homer of the season today against the San Francisco Giants.
That's unbelievable. The Judge would come up and hit a home run to dead center in his first swing.
The call on WFAN, Judge broke the American League home run record last season with 62 homers. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. People who want to sue the Wisconsin legislature would have other options besides Dane County Court. That's under a Republican bill that would have the state Supreme Court randomly choose which county each case would be heard in. That's after Republicans complained for years they get unfair treatment from judges in Madison. Ozaukee County is the healthiest county in Wisconsin. Menominee County is the least healthy. At least that's according to new data from the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. The rankings are based on several factors, including physical health, mental health, and education. In sports, it's baseball's opening day. The Brewers play the Cubs in Chicago this afternoon. Tonight, the Bucks host Boston in a game with big playoff seeding implications. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. It's 844-96-PARTY. And talking several things today. We got the Brewers taking on the Cubbies down in Chicago for the season opener. Home opener taking place this upcoming Monday, April 3rd. Really excited for that. We've got a state Supreme Court race coming up the following day, Tuesday, April 4th. If you have not yet made a plan to be a voter, early in-person absentee voting takes place through tomorrow in most municipalities. I believe there's some exceptions. There's some Saturday early vote still, but you have to go to myvote.wi.gov to learn more. But make a plan, be a voter, either today or tomorrow, or possibly Saturday, through the early in-person absentee voting process here in Wisconsin, or just make a plan to have a plan to vote on Tuesday, April 4th. We're going to get more into that as well, but been talking this hour so far about what is the cost of owning the libs. Because that is what a core tenet of the Republican Party, at least here in Wisconsin, I believe nationally as well, is we're going to win so they can't. We're going to win and do whatever we can do to stop them from doing anything. And what does that cost? 844-967-2789. A study shows, written up over at the New York Times, that 75% of hospital closures since the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, was passed 13 years ago, have closed in states that refuse to expand Medicaid. Is that the cost? Is that an acceptable cost for owning the libs? I want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can be like Gary in Sussex. Gary, what's on your mind this Thursday?
Well, I'm going to talk off subject. Is that all right? I got my own tangent.
You got your own tangent. Well, what are your thoughts on this one that we're covering first? If you share your thoughts on this one, Gary, I'll let you stray off on your tangent. How about that?
Okay. Well, first of all, socialized medicine is not working in Europe. They're having all sorts of major, major problems. And within the next 10 years, they'll be totally shifted to private health care like we have here. So.
Oh, that has nothing to do with the fact that 75%, Gary, 75% of hospitals in the United States, what we're talking about, not the boogeyman of socialized Europe or anything like that, 75% of our hospitals have shut down since the Affordable Care Act was signed in states that refuse to expand Medicaid. Any thoughts on that? That's 3 out of 4 hospital closures happening in those states, Gary.
Well, first of all, wasn't Obamacare set up that they thought young people were going to buy into this thing, and they didn't. So it kind of, wasn't it like falling off a cliff within the first year?
I don't know about that. I do know that the Supreme Court decided to gut the personal mandate that required insurance that would have been along those lines. And so the Republican-led Supreme Court prevented any buy-in from young people because it just said, hey, you can't mandate that.
Right, because I think that's unconstitutional. I think that if they would have known,
is it unconstitutional, Gary, for you to be mandated to have car insurance when you're driving?
No,
okay. Why is it different then? Why is it different?
No, I'm saying that when Obamacare was made, I believe that they with having that mandate in there, it should have worked. But when they got rid of it, the Republican Supreme Court said, no, that's not constitutional. It just collapsed within itself.
Why is it constitutional for you to be, Gary, hang on 1 second. Why is it constitutional for you to be required to purchase insurance to drive a motorized vehicle, but not constitutional for a law passed by Congress saying that it's also we are going to require insurance for young people and of Americans of all age. What's the difference there?
Yeah, but didn't Obama say in the beginning, you get to keep your doctor, you get to do this, you get to do that? Well, I was on Obamacare at one time for like 3 years because I started my own business and I made absolutely no money. I had no health insurance, so we went on Obamacare. And it worked out all right. It wasn't the best insurance. We had a huge deductible, and we had to pay for this and that.
But it was better than nothing, right, Gary?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Now that I'm 71 years old, I have Medicare, and I also have two supplements that I have to buy into. So when I go to the doctor, it costs me absolutely nothing, zero. I have no deductibles. I have no co-pays. I have nothing. So it works for me. But it's still costing me about $800 a month. Now, I don't have free health insurance. I mean, I used to pay $15,000, a year, and it was terrible.
Yeah, and that's highway robbery by those insurance companies, Gary, and I absolutely believe that they need to be reined in. But you can't keep your doctor even if you're in a state that decides all of a sudden that if they don't expand Medicaid, the ramification of that policy, that is a specific tangible policy thing that you can look at. It is an action on policy, or in this case, inaction to expand the program. And the results of that, Gary, 75% of the hospitals that we have seen close since the ACA was passed and signed, closed in those states.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you on this. I'm just telling you how I see it.
All right.
Now,
all right.
Can we go back?
Yes. Now, share your tangent with me.
Okay. My tangent is I'm going to go back to the shooting thing. Okay. Now, this girl wrote a letter to her friend and told her, an email or something like that, and said, hey, I'm going to die today. Go ahead, and you'll see me on the news and everything like that. Now, the police, they did a great job. 14 minutes, they saved a lot of lives, all right? And they took her out. They went out there and killed this mass murdering idiot, okay? But whatever happened to the information that was given to the police, because this young girl, she called the authorities and said, hey, something's happened. This girl has issues, and she said it's going to be on TV, and you'll be able to see her in the news and all that sort of stuff. Why didn't they go right to this girl's house and arrest her right at that point, or at least take her for psychological evaluation?
That is an excellent question for the national. That is an excellent question for the Nashville Police Department. The Nashville Police Department, if they had that information, that is a question for them, Gary. But you know what? I also support red flag laws, so that in those instances when police officers get those phone calls, that they can take that information and use it to temporarily remove firearms from the situation.
And that aside, what do you do, right? I love that red flag idea, right? So her friend calls the police. They notice this. They contact her. She ends up on a list where she can't purchase weapons for a period of time.
That's, or she has her weapons removed.
Sure. And that's an awesome idea. But that aside, what can they do?
Yeah. It is an excellent question, Evan, yeah. Because what can you do? And a red flag law would have prevented a weapon from being in the hands of this individual, I believe. It is something that the Evers administration has called for here in Wisconsin, so that law enforcement officers would have that at their disposal. They would have the ability to take that action. Here in Wisconsin, special sessions were called for to pass legislation like that, to expand background checks so that things of this nature could be better picked up in the future.
And those guns had been purchased in recent years. They could have taken them.
Yeah, I don't know all the details about that, but if I'll take your word at it, E. But you want to know what the Republican-led legislature decided to do when those calls were made for a special session in 2019? Own the libs. Say, nuh-uh. We're going to gavel in, we're going to gavel out. What is the cost of owning the libs? Is what happened in Nashville a cost of owning the libs?
It's parallel in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Are these states that are seeing these hospital closures in rural areas and in all over the states that have yet to expand Medicaid, is that the cost that we accept for Republican lawmakers, quote-unquote, owning the libs? I want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789.
And quickly, that was AP News reporting the timeline in which the firearms were purchased.
Appreciate that, Evan. Thank you. 844-967-2789. You can be like Jake in Eureka. Jake, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Well, during the COVID-19 pandemic, which we're still in, which has killed over a million Americans, Republicans made it perfectly clear they do not care about the health of their fellow Americans. So, I would love to be able to call on Republicans to care about other people, but since they don't, I'm going to put in a way maybe they'll understand. The last caller is a perfect example. He's a business owner, who was on Obamacare, who's now on Medicare, but hates any concept of socialized health care. Well, okay, whatever. Here's the thing with it. Businesses suffer in Wisconsin because you haven't expanded the Medicaid program, not just hospitals. That's billions of dollars. It's free money. It's why most red states in America have accepted the expansion of Medicaid. If you don't care
about
Jake,
health, Jake, it's not free money. Jake, it's not free money. It's money that we as a society decided to pass in the Affordable Care Act, which is a popular piece of legislation. It is what Americans want. Republicans ran in 2010 against it, in 2012 against it, in 2014 against it, in 2016 against it, and in 2018. And they failed to repeal the Affordable Care Act because Americans like it. Americans want this money. And it is money that we as Congress, as the legislative body of the people, Jake, decided to pass into law that this is, it's not free money. It is money that our federal government says this is what we want as our priorities to expand health insurance coverage for individuals, to take it from the 100% poverty level to 136% of the poverty level for Medicaid.
Well, let me explain to you what I mean by free money. For the people in Wisconsin, it is. It's 90% federal dollars. This is not money coming out of your tax base. It's coming out of Washington. It's coming out of states like, oh, California, we're helping to pay for your health care, guys, but you don't want it? You don't want the free money coming from the feds? 90% of the program is paid for by the feds. The state barely has to put up any money at all. It's billions of dollars coming into your local economy to boost your economy, to boost your wages, you know, to boost your productivity, to make your state...
to make you healthier, to give you the health coverage you need, yes, to be able to go and get the pre-screenings. Yes, I completely agree with you, Jake. I just disagree and calling it free money.
By the millions. Yeah, Republicans by the millions. Republican voters are taking advantage of this program all over the country in red states, too. Why Wisconsin is so far behind the times of something like this is just... it's inexplicable. The Republicans got to get a clue, and the people have to force them to get a clue if they won't get one on their own.
It's the cost of owning libs, Jake. That's what it comes down to. It is the Republican lawmakers.
Thousands of people are dying without health care, without health insurance. It is a death sentence for people not to have health insurance in the society. Everyone knows how unbelievably expensive health care is. How can you even afford to go see the doctor without health insurance? And Republicans would deny this basic right, and it is a basic human right in most parts of Western civilization to have health care. But in America, it's offensive to these far right wing fascists that anybody perhaps could go to the doctor. Apparently that's somehow socialism in their very small minds.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Jake. It is absolutely a pretty baffling stance that the Republican lawmakers have decided to be among here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin elected Republicans are fine with our state being one of the final 10 states, all with Republican-led legislatures. That's the common denominator as well for these 10 states that have not expanded this program through the Affordable Care Act. And they have decided that they are perfectly comfortable with the ramifications of what it means to own the libs. They're perfectly fine with the outcomes of 75% of hospital closures since 2010, when the Affordable Care Act was signed, happened in states that did not expand Medicaid. They're perfectly fine for the thousands that do not have health insurance, that prevents them from going to the doctor, that prevents them from the pre-screenings, that could catch early preventative medicine, that could catch diseases before it's too late. But that all is the cost of owning the lips. 844-967-2789. I want to hear your thoughts on what the true cost of owning the libs is. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. Share a tangent with us. It's also opening day. And we've got a Supreme Court race and a spring general election coming up right around the corner, Tuesday, April 4th. Going to dive a little bit more into that when we get back.
Hey, we got a big Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring, and whoever wins will have a huge say over your freedom to vote, your freedom to make healthcare decisions, your freedom to have fair representation. So please listen to the advice from Drew Holiday and Brooke Lopez of our Milwaukee Bucks, and make sure you vote in the general election on April 4th.
Hey, Wisconsinites, Drew Holiday here.
And Brooke Lopez here.
I want you to make sure you're registered to vote.
It's more important now than ever because politicians are trying to restrict our freedom to vote.
I think I know why.
They're worried about our power.
So they want to take it away.
Don't let them do that.
You've got to block that shot.
So please register to vote and get out to vote. Just go to myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Defend your right to vote and exercise your freedom to vote.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, WisDC.org, which is solely responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the civic media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration, cherry elk sausage and port wine cheese spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 38. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, 63. Overcast. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows around 32. Cloudy. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Said I'm pulling down the shades for the long ride. Never knew that I could feel so black and blue. And I've been holding on to something now for some time. And all I know is it's a feeling fit for two.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with us in this final segment of the show, 844-967-2789, asking what is the true cost of quote-unquote owning the lips. That's what Republicans use as a North Star. Got to own the lips. You see it online. You see it in the core tenet for a lot of elected Republican lawmakers here in Wisconsin. And we talked about a 20,000 view vantage point of what owning the lips looks like with the New York Times piece of 75% of hospital closures happening in states that did not expand Medicaid since the passing of the Affordable Care Act. And so that's a pretty eagle-eye viewpoint of what owning the libs is. And we've got a little bit more of a personal one that we can go to next of what the cost of owning the libs is here in Wisconsin. We've got a state Supreme Court race coming up around the corner, Tuesday, April 4th. Make a plan, be a voter on Tuesday. And interesting piece over at the Journal Sentinel talking about an ad in that state Supreme Court race. And what the ramifications of an organization, the political arm of the state's largest business lobby, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, running an ad that the individual at the center of that ad says is traumatizing to her. The headline, "Rape Victim Says Supreme Court Ads About Her Case Are Traumatizing and Inaccurate." Written up by Corinne Hess and Ashley Lutheran at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The woman, who asked to be identified by her first name, Emily, said she did not want to participate in the ads and did not want her case to be featured. In parentheses, the Journal Sentinel does not name sexual assault victims without their consent. The ads are aimed at criticizing the judicial record of Janet Protasiewicz, the Milwaukee County Circuit Judge who handled the case and is running in the April 4th election for Wisconsin Supreme Court. But Emily said she had no problem with the sentence handed down by Protasiewicz. 2.5 years in prison, followed by 2.5 years of community supervision. And said that in addition to being traumatized, the ads contain inaccuracies. The ads were paid for by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, Issues Mobilization Council, and Fair Courts America, a super PAC supporting Daniel Kelly, a conservative, over Protasiewicz, a liberal candidate. Neither campaign was involved in the ads. Jumping down into the piece, Emily said she received a call at work on March 8th that instantly transported her back to the aftermath of her assault. The female caller said her name was Courtney and asked questions about Emily's interactions with Protasiewicz. Quote, "She said there was a team that was putting a lot of research into my case," Emily said. After some back and forth, Emily learned the team was putting together a commercial about her 2019 rape case. Emily was told she could participate if she wanted to have some control of the narrative in the ad, but it was going to run whether she approved or not. Whether she approved or not.
Now, I don't know if anyone has heard this ad. It's already dropped. It's already come out, and it's bad. It's not great. Not that it's even that it's graphic. It's just the words that they use. I mean, to wield this like this. I'm getting to the point that I agree with Matt Rothschild from the other day. We're down in the muck. I miss the days of boring politics. I mean, things are getting intense.
Well, it's just the cost of owning the libs, Evan. This is the personal ramification that some organizations working here in Wisconsin are willing to go to own the libs. Between March 8th and March 20th, Emily received 10 more calls. She answered on March 20th and told the caller she was not interested in talking about her case or participating in making of the ad. Then she received a text message of the first commercial. That is the extent that this organization is using Emily's case as a political prop ahead of the state Supreme Court race next Tuesday.
It's not even an effective ad. Even the opposition, I can tell when an ad is effective, right? When it sort of really nails the points. I can tell when it's a good ad, whether it's on the good side or not. It's not an effective ad.
Emily, the individual at the story of this 2019 case, said that she, during the sentencing, wanted restorative justice. She told the judge, Janet Protasiewicz, overseeing her case, that she deferred to her. And the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce political arm then takes this twisted ad and says, well, Protasiewicz took no consideration for the victim at harm, when really the victim that asked them not to run this ad, didn't want to be involved with it, refers to it as traumatizing and says that it is inaccurate depiction of the 2019 case. That doesn't matter. And so this is what it's come to, though. This is politics. And this is what apparently some individuals, this is politics at its worst, in my opinion. This is absolutely out of bounds, in my opinion. But individuals in the right, they don't seem to care. This is the cost of quote-unquote owning the libs. Taking a case from 2019 that these conservative, quote-unquote conservative individuals.
Regressive, as some of our callers would call them.
Very good point, E. Regressive. These individuals, by any means necessary, defending their candidate who was on the payroll. Oh, excuse me. Had a client. And that client was the state Republican Party. And was paid six figures to consult legally on the legalities of overturning the 2020 Wisconsin election. That's who they're defending. And they have no defense. So they go and they distort these cases from the time that Protasiewicz ruled as a Milwaukee County judge against the wishes of the victims involved in these cases in a means to own the libs. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. Really appreciate you joining me on this Thursday afternoon. Baseball is back. We've got a Supreme Court election right around the corner. Spring is here. Make a plan to be a voter. You got today and tomorrow to take advantage of early voting, in-person absentee voting here in Wisconsin. There's a lot at stake come Tuesday, April 4th. So make a plan. Be a voter. If you missed any portion of this show, go check out the podcast. Civicmedia.us. Got on show pages. You can go down to Dueling Tangents. You can see today's edition and every other previous edition of Dueling Tangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to y'all then.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.